Father sent his Son to earth to dwell with us. He laid aside his crown to die a pauper's death. He chose to buy us back when we had walked away in sin. And now he lives again to bring us to him. And there was nothing good in us. He saw that he would save us. His holiness too great, we could not measure up. He remembers we are dust. He knows our faults and failures. And now he lives again to bring us to him. He said, these are my jewels, my greatest treasures, and I want them to be where I am, and they're my greatest pleasure. And when my kingdom comes, they'll stand arrayed, and my righteousness, trophies of grace, they will be, they're my treasures. So I'll rest in grace as I walk each day, and I will walk in mercy and truth along the way. And I can understand his mighty love has held me, but I can never brag, for truth will always say. He said, these are my jewels, my greatest treasures, and I want them to be where I am. They're my greatest pleasure, and when my kingdom comes, they'll stand. Trophies of grace, they will be, they're my treasures. Oh, trophies of grace, they'll be, they're my treasures. Amen.
This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us and counting the privilege of ours to come into your place of listening, and we trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow before you. We come to you, thanking you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio. Lord, I do appreciate this Christmas season that you've given us, Lord, that we could come and celebrate the birth of your darling son. Lord, we thank you. He's the greatest gift that's ever been given. He's wonderful, altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000. He's all we need. Lord, I appreciate it. He's the best, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And God, we ask you today, Lord, just to help our hearts, Lord, that they'd be more inclined unto the will of God and the Word of God than anything else now. Lord, I pray today that you'd bless the listeners and do for them as only you can. Lord, I pray that you'd lead us and guide us in the work that you've put upon our hearts, that we'd know what to do it in a way well-pleasing unto thee. And we'll thank you for all that you do, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. I ask you to continue to pray for us. Pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the work going on in Romania, Bulgaria, and the Ukraine, especially the work in the Ukraine right now. Some of our missionaries have been in, and we've gotten to see them and speak to them a little bit. You know, I don't guess it's surprising to say this, but most of the things that we're seeing on the news concerning the war in the Ukraine with Russia and all that, they don't tell the whole story. I think it's a whole lot worse than what we've been told, and more lives have been taken and complete cities decimated. And I'm saying all that to say this, please continue to pray for those missionaries as they're seeking the will of God and trying to find out what to do. It's hard to do a work right in the middle of a war in one way, but then it's got the people hungry for help in another way. And so there's kind of a spiritual awakening in some parts of that going on because people realize they cannot rely on the government nor anything else. They're starting to call out to the Lord. And that's a good thing. But as I said, it's hard to minister. Some of them talking about in their villages, in their homes and things like that, watching rockets go over, watching things exploded. And so anyway, you pray for them that the Lord would have a hedge about them, keep them safe. And we'd greatly appreciate that. Then if you would, please remember the work in Romania and Bulgaria, as this is a very busy time of the year for the missionaries there also. It's winter time, obviously, and there's no work, and so there's more people that attend the churches, the services, and things like that. And then there's greater needs also. Because there is no work, there's no food, and there's no money, and we try to make up some of that and help them out. As I've mentioned several times during the broadcast before, each year we try to get those families in the churches 110 pounds of flour and 5 liters of oil. That's each family, and that'll help them through the hard part of the winter until things pick back up and maybe some of the family members can find work and help them through the summer. So that's what we're engaged in right now, trying to raise the money for this. It'll take somewhere around $70,000 to do that this year. That'll feed somewhere around 2,200 families, and that's a great blessing to them, and I believe the Lord will do it again. But anyway, I want to take this time, give you our mailing addresses, ask you to write us this week. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust you'll enjoy the message.
If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn to John chapter 13. The Bible said in verse 1 of chapter 13 of John, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end." I love that scripture right there. Thank God. He loved them to the end. If you don't get nothing else this morning, find that out, that he loves you. And the Bible said, I want you to notice something here, because I'm going to read this chapter, but I'm going to back up to this. And it said, "And supper being ended." You remember that right there. "And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. And after that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. And if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye ought also to wash one another's feet. I want to talk to you a few minutes about this, and I guess this got on my heart. I was reading this two or three times over the last few days. And to get to where I want to preach, I want to show you something real quickly in this. You see here that Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. I want to preach on a few minutes this morning on, are you washed? Amen. That's what's on my mind. Are you washed? Amen. Everybody in here knows what it means to be dirty. You know that. I mean, Lord, over here at the children's home, it's funny. These boys, Connie's already laughing. She knows what I'm going to say. I mean, they'll go outside and play. The first thing they come in the door, wash your hands. I mean, it don't matter who's down there, whether it's Connie, Molly, Stephanie, whoever it is that's down there. You come in because the first thing they want is a snack. They come and can I have, go wash your hands. Everybody in here understands what it is to be dirty. You understand what it is to have something on you that does not belong there. As I was reading this the other day, there's two feasts that's taken place here. We've got the feast of the Passover. And then if you go back to Matthew chapter 26 or Luke chapter 22, you understand that accompanied with the feast of the Passover is the feast of unleavened bread. Those two go together. The feast of the Passover was always held on the 14th day of the month, Nisan, in the Jewish months. And then the feast of unleavened bread starts on the 15th day. Now, I want to say this about the Feast of Passover. The Feast of the Passover is not a day, a month, a week, or anything like that. The Feast of Passover is a meal. That's what it is. It's a meal. It's a meal. It's when they sit down back there in the Old Testament, and they, in Exodus chapter 12, this is when this feast was initiated, when God the Father told Moses, said, I want you to go and get you a lamb. You prepare a meal. You eat of this lamb. That's what the Feast of the Passover is. This is a meal. It's not a day. It's not a time. It's a meal that they sit down and have. And then following the meal of the Passover, you got the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, which is 7 days that they go. It's when Jesus told them, or the Lord told them back there in the Old Testament, said, you don't have time. You don't have time to prepare the bread. You take this bread unleavened. You don't add nothing to it. You don't do anything with it. You just get out. That was the thing that he was trying to explain to those. Listen, they were slaves. Yeah. They were slaves in the land of Egypt. And he said, if you're ever going to get out, now is the time. Yeah. Now is the time. If you're ever going to get out of this bondage, and I want to say something, that is exactly what they was crying for. They wanted out from under the bondage that they was in, and God was going to deliver them. And he said, in order for you to get out, you've got to get out this way. You're going to have to get you a lamb, and you're going to have to eat of that lamb, and you're going to have to take the blood of that lamb. You must take the blood of that lamb and put it over the doorpost, and when the death angel comes by, he'll pass over you. Now I want to talk to you about another, before I go on and preach a little while, I want to talk to you about a scripture over here, or at least I want to read it to you, because I want to preach on, are you washed? The Bible said, it said in Revelations chapter 1 and verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Thank God. That is the only way to be washed, is in the blood of the Lamb of God. I mean, they tell these boys, go to in the bathroom. We all understand this. Get you some soap in your hands. Run hot water. Wash them off. Then you can come and eat. But I want to, that don't do you no good in here. You must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now, I want to talk to you about this. Here's a type of this. Over in the book of Matthew, as I was telling you, they deal with two feasts over there in Matthew chapter 26. They're dealing with the feast of the Passover, and then the feast of unleavened bread. Unleavened bread is this. I thank God there's nothing added to it. You don't add anything to the bread. You leave out with this. At the top of the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't need to add anything to him. You can't add nothing that makes him any better. He's God, and besides him, there is no other. In the book of Isaiah, he said, I'm the Savior, and besides me there is no other. You can't add anything to him. I mean, to get you anywhere with God, you must be washed. Amen. You must. Now, I'm preaching this for a reason. There's one feller here that did not get washed. The Bible said this, and supper being ended. Now, I know what happens down through here. I read it to you how that after supper was ended, he girded himself, he washed the disciples, washed their feet. Peter said, Lord, you can't do this. He said, if I don't wash you, you have no part with me. Then Peter said, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Jesus said, when I wash you, you're going to be clean every whit. Top to bottom, you're clean. Now, the problem come, if you go back to Matthew 26 and read it in its context, Judas's problem was this. He held the money bag. In Matthew chapter 26, they're in Simon the leper's house. Judas thought more of the money than he did of Jesus. Now, I know there's some preordained things in there also, but I'm going to preach it this morning. And there's a woman there that had an alabaster box. She broke that alabaster box and she poured it over. She anointed Jesus for his burying, for his death. And Judas got upset. And he said, could this not have been sold and given to the poor? Jesus said, you have the poor with you always. He wasn't going to sell it and give it to nobody. He's going to sell it and put it in the bag. But then if you read it in the context, this is what he done. Since he didn't get that money, he went to the priest and he said, what do you give me to betray him? They said, we'll covenant with you for 30 pieces of silver. He said, I'll take it. And he did. He is upset. But now listen, you say, well, wasn't he there when he was washing feet? No, I'm going to read it to you. The Bible said that after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake unto him, this unto him. For some of them thought because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Now listen, he then having received the sop, went out immediately. And I read to you the supper's ended. See, this is the account of the end of the supper. And as soon as he received the sop, he left. And you know what he missed out on? The washing. And I've been thinking about that. How long do you reckon Judas walked with Jesus? How many miracles do you think Jesus done before him? How many times did he see Judas see the dead raised? How many times did he see the power of God and the glory of God? How many times did he see Jesus sitting in the temple teaching? How many times? He spent probably three and a half years with Jesus. And the one thing he needed, he left out. He left and did not have it. The one thing it was required, you must be washed. Jesus told Peter, if you don't let me wash you, you can come to church, you can read your Bible, you can do all the things, but my God, if you don't let him wash you.
That's right.
Lord willing, I'm tore. That's why I'm sitting down. I'm tore up. Let me just be blunt real quickly. You can play games all you want to all your life, but this ain't the place nor the time. Eternity, my God. Brett was talking about that man that left out in eternity. My cousin left out in eternity. The graveyards are full of them that left out in eternity. And you know, you get up and you talk about things they've done in their lives. And all I really want to know this morning is, did they let Jesus wash them? Did they let Jesus wash them? God help. You know who this is a message for? They're celebrating. They're talking about the Feast of Passover and Feast of Unleavened. This is a message for slaves.
Amen.
To those Israelites, they were slaves down there. They were slaves to the Egyptians. Now this is a message for slaves. Slaves to sin. Slaves to self. Slaves, but you've got to let Jesus wash you.
Amen.
You've got to. You know, this is so easy. A child can understand it. You know what it is to be dirty. And you're sitting here, some of you sitting here this morning lost, and you know what it is to be dirty.
Amen.
You know what it is to be dirty on the inside. And the only thing you can do about it is let Jesus wash you. Or listen to me. Or you can leave out of here like Judas done. You know what Judas done here? Not only did he committed spiritual suicide. And then he went out there and committed literal suicide. I'm going to tell you something. You can't live with the things you've done. But God can give you grace. Say, I ain't done that much. Well, thank God. Some of us others have.
Oh, you are lit, Lord.
Some of us others, we just ain't no good. But I glory in the Lamb. Paul said, I'm the chiefest among sinners. But I am what I am by the grace of God. You know what happened? He got washed. See, this ain't no deep message. It's just one that there's here. And it was required for all the men of Israel. I talked about that Thursday night. There's three feasts that all the men of Israel, the Jews, they had to come to three feasts. One of them is the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the other one. This is one of the others, the Feast of Passover. They had to be there. And I believe this, in that Jewish custom, the man represented the family. That's what it is. That's not downplaying women or children, but the men represented the family.
Amen.
And they had, it's so important. They said, this is the Passover. We've got to be there. God help. You know why the scripture says you must be born again? Only way you get cleansed. That unleavened bread, it not only represents the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, but that bread represents the nourishment that we get spiritually. The only way you get cleansed, you partake of that lamb that they had back there, the Passover lamb. You don't have to mix anything with Jesus. See, he'll nourish your soul. You say, well, what happens then? Well, I know what he told them over in Exodus chapter 12, verse 31. He said, look, leave the land of Egypt to serve the Lord. They were the servants of the Egyptians. Now they're the servants of the Lord. But here this fellow was, Judas. God help, what tears me up is all the things that he's seen. The times that he said. The Lord called him friend.
Yeah.
The Lord gave him sup. But when it was time for him to be cleansed, he left.
Yeah.
You know how scary that is to walk out these doors unclean when God's speaking to you? Is he speaking to you this morning? Are you dirty? Is your soul black with sin? You might hide that from me, but he knows. And I want to say this, you know. But this is what he said. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins. Lord, I want to just tell you this. He loves you. And he wants to wash you.
Yeah.
And Peter said, no, not. He said, you don't have no part in me. He said, my feet, my hands, and my head. The Lord said, I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to wash you every whit. Best I can tell, that means this. You're just like him then. You're without spot and you're without blemish every whit. He don't leave nothing, no sin unpaid, no debt. You're free. You're no longer a slave. Egypt has no bondage over you. Sin has no bondage over you. You're free, thank God. But I want to ask you, are you dirty? Now, I'm not trying to embarrass you because we're all dirty. I know how you feel. And there ain't nobody going to laugh at you. There ain't nobody going to make fun of you. God help, my heart's broke because I want you to be clean.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.